This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fan. It's Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with our perspective on things. What's yours? Let's get an update on the fires here. I wait for credibility because Jennifer's in California now. There are some Southern California fires and there are Northern California fires.
Right. The Northern California fires are the ones, and we mentioned this yesterday, this 40-year-old guy got picked up on 17 counts of arson. So these were man-made set fires up in Northern California. About 100 miles north of San Francisco is where those are burning. But yeah, yesterday... And this is actually pretty near the place where I do my afternoon show, Dougie, is right off the 15 freeway in that Cajon Pass area. As you're traveling down, if you're going
the
in between
snake.
Los Angeles and Las Vegas, you'd go through the Cajon Pass, right?
And you have to have lots of cajons to go through the Cajon Pass. Too,
yeah, especially when it's cold because it gets a little icy there and it's windy. Yep. But about, I think the last count, over 9,000 acres have been burnt. This one, lots of evacuated homes here, and it's stretching all the way back up towards the 138. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's Pear Blossom Highway, which runs from like the Santa Clarita area through Palmdale, and then it kind of bends around through Victorville. So it's a really big area that this fire is burning.
Is that 95?
138.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But all right, I know what you mean. It's sort of, well, I don't know, most people know, but this is an area where there actually are not a lot of homes. When you get away from the cities, the towns, there's nothing there.
You'd be surprised because they've started to build everywhere in Southern California. So I think I read at least a few, I think about 100 homes were evacuated with this fire already.
Yeah, right. Wow. But a lot of evacuations, as you're suggesting.
A lot of animals in this area, too. And so that's then they have to find places to put the animals.
Yeah. All right. So that's that disaster. Now, with the situation in Louisiana, the flooding there, the Navy has come to the rescue to a point. And there are stories on top of stories on top of stories of people being rescued. I think 40,000 is the number I saw, homes destroyed. And this, once you get water in your home, you need to tear it down. You'll never get the mold out. You'll never get, especially when in some of these stories, some of these reports, you get to the second story and there's water there even. That's how bad it is. And people, you know, it's funny how people save, or they try to save the most, the simplest thing. Like, wouldn't you want to, if you were really passionate about your family, you want to save the pictures and stuff that you can never duplicate, that sort of stuff. It's really sad to see this. And this is, by the way, worse than Katrina. The situation with this rain and the flooding is worse than Katrina. And remember, everything about this area is so flat. The water, there's really no place
it just stands.
To run,
it gets
no place to hide. Yeah, right. Yep. Well, global warming, this area will take care of it because in 4 years it'll all be underwater anyway. And the people will have to move to St. Louis. So that'll take care of
St. Louis.
All right, meet him, them in St. Louis. So, by the way, I was trying to check English here. Which is the correct word? Is it burnt or burned?
You know, that's a good question, because when I said it, it didn't feel right.
No, it didn't sound right.
And so, I don't know.
Huh. I think it's burned, and burned. I think burnt is an adjective, and burned is not, right?
That's very good. It is or it isn't.
Yeah, it's funny how when something comes out, you go, that doesn't feel right.
That sound right?
Yeah.
All right. So we have a couple of names in the news. Roger Ailes. back, not as the Fox News.
Before you go there, I have to tell you, I just typed in the word burnt,
yes.
And the first thing that came up is burnt versus burned.
Yeah,
there you go.
And it says burned and burnt both work as the past tense and past participle of burn. Both are used throughout the English-speaking world, but usage conventions vary.
Hmm.
So I guess it was right. It was just
in the English-speaking world, it's okay, but if you use it in Russia, they're going to call you on it.
Right.
Just, it's not a proper way of speaking.
And by the way,
burnt is big in America and Canada, and burnt is used elsewhere outside
burnt?
North America.
See, I'm so fan. I'm well-traveled.
Yes,
it also
are.
Functions as an adjective to describe something being damaged, injured, or made black from burning.
Okay, so I was half right. Burnt is an adjective, and burned is not.
Now I see why it's so annoying to listen to me talk about this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Except...
Is there, Victoria?
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Except when I'm after Kara for... certain personal pronouns. That's the only
thing. That's definitely not annoying when you do that.
No.
Not at all.
Roger Ailes is advising Donald Trump. Who would have thunk?
What could go wrong?
Although they deny it.
They deny it. Right, exactly.
But I think it's a good move, actually. Whoever was advising him, I don't know if you guys saw the speech he gave last night. Wow.
Bad.
Somebody was doing a good job. I don't
know. Good.
Overnight,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Overnight really good.
Changed. Yeah. Well, the attitude he keeps going after people. I think there are folks that are looking. He seems to have shaken up his campaign. Got a new man to get rid of the guy that took all the dough from what was that guy's name?
Paul Manafort.
The
and
Russians.
No, he didn't get rid of him. And no, there's no real, real
come
like
on.
Yes.
Play with me. Yes,
I'm playing. I'm just saying he hasn't gotten rid of anybody because there's nothing been burnt yet.
Okay.
No. Yes, I think Manafort's the campaign chairman now.
All right. Okay. Well, he's got a lot of Russian money and help Trump get elected. El Chapo's son may have
Chapo.
Been... Objective. Who's your abductive? Say that again, Doug. Abducted. officials in Mexico say that Ivan Archivaldo Guzman is among the men taken by gunmen at a Puerto Vallarta restaurant. Gunmen left a woman there. There were six guys and a woman. Woman stayed, the six guys got taken. Authorities say the abduction was likely executed by another criminal group. No.
I got to say, Bachelor in Paradise is filming in Puerto Vallarta. And everyone on Twitter was very worried when they said they took 12 people from a restaurant. Everyone said, oh, no. Oh, no, is it the Bachelor people? But don't worry, guys.
No.
It's not.
It's okay. So, it's observation time. May I make an observation?
Sure.
And didn't sound very excited.
Sure.
Oh, come on. That's a little more enthusiasm.
Yes.
Listen to Victoria. She's not even interested. Maybe
I'm
interested.
Make
my observation.
Go ahead.
You don't sound too...
Well, Carrie, there's a lot of build-up, so this better be a good one now.
Well, actually, this is a reference to a conversation we were having a little while ago, Jen, before you arrived on the scene, about my experiences in the gym yesterday. And how... I think Victoria and I actually started this conversation off the air. By the way, we're preparing to record all of our off-air conversations, and we're going to release them daily as a podcast.
Good. I like that.
I think we got that all put together. Now, anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the conversation was about me being in the gym. It was right after our technology, or was it before technology report?
Before.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And I was decrying the fact that there was a youngster, my trainer and I were working out, and he's got another younger client who was there, 19-year-old kid, who keeps coming up to him and asking him where this device is or how do I use this, and finally Nick got a little upset with him. He's looking at his device to find where this piece of equipment is when the piece of equipment is right in front of his nose.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not even bright enough to look around. Rather than look around, he's so tied to this damn device. He can't figure anything else on his own. Well, here's a picture of it right here, but it doesn't tell me where it is. And it's right there. And Nick's rolling his eyeballs and says, you know, this happens all the time with his younger clients. These kids come in, and all they want to do is look at their iPhone to see either what the equipment looks like or what the routine is supposed to be, instead of just using their common sense. This kid did this four times in the hour I was doing my routine. And it just, I'm befuddled by it, but I think to myself, is this the future of our country? Nobody's going to be able to think about anything. They got to have a device to tell them where the equipment is when it's 10 feet away from them. It's craziness. I know. I think this came out of a discussion of me realizing that there was this app.
Right.
I think you and I were talking about why not to have youngsters exposed to video of any sort, television,
yeah,
computers, until you're 3 years old. Because
which I didn't know until you told me. Yeah.
Right. So, Jennifer, you've heard me
on
the road before talk about that. It's just every study that you ever look at, this is what causes ADHD and all these other things. Because the images change so quickly that the neurons and whatever the things are that connect the electric in your brain, they aren't mature enough to be able to process what's going on so that you actually get an image and understand what the image is.
Mm-hmm.
Until you're about three. Your brain's not developed enough to handle it. And more studies are showing this, and yet more and more people. I was talking to somebody yesterday, or was it the day before, who's got a four-year-old kid with an iPhone.
Oh, yeah?
I said to him, he has two kids, one's four and one's six.
This is not uncommon, by the way.
My God, what are you doing? Are you nuts?
That's the new babysitter is the iPad or the iPhone.
4 years old?
Oh, yeah.
They just sit and look
at
cartoons.
They know how to play it. I mean, intuitively, yeah, they know how to go in and play games.
What's the matter with me?
Nothing's the matter with you. I didn't know this about the brain development and everything until you're three. I mean, that's scary. How many kids have just been plopped in front of a screen the time they're six months old?
I had a relationship about 10 years ago with a lady who had a baby. I loved that baby, man. The baby was just a fantastic little. And so one of the many things that caused us to go our separate ways was me suggesting to her that it wasn't a good idea. It's not my baby, so I have no.
Yeah, but you were helping raise it.
But the baby was closer to me than she was to her mother or anybody else. So anyway, I was lobbying to keep her away from television, computers, and stuff. So when I wasn't there, she used it. When I was there, she didn't use it. It was childish in a sense, you know, because she knew that I didn't approve and she knew I was right. But it was easier for her, instead of having a nanny, because this woman worked, ran a financial outfit in New York, and so she wanted to have the course of least resistance. So I would say, are you leaving the TV on? No, I didn't do that. And, of course, she did. I don't know, I lost track of the baby, so I don't know how the baby turned out. Baby would be about 11 years old now.
Isn't that crazy? So,
wow. Really?
Really? 11? Yeah, I guess so.
11. Yeah. Remember, we had lots of conversation. What a beautiful little kid. Oh, well, anyway. Okay. So, where are we? Looks like we're at 20 past the hour. We've taken care of the gym. We've taken care of people with devices. We've pretty much taken care of everybody who's drug
fires
lord.
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody's
been a good...
all set.
Yeah.
20 after the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
All right, 23 after the hour now. It's music time at this hour of the Good Day program, starting with Britney Spears. On August the 28th, MTV has their Video Music Awards. Britney is headed back to the place where she really got started, right? Didn't she get started on MTV?
Yes.
Going back, first time she's been on stage for the Video Music Awards for 10 years. Wow. This is a song called Clumsy. At what stage in her career did this song become popular?
This is new.
It's a brand new song.
She has a new album coming out, actually. Yeah, her new album drops, I think, next. She'll a little tease. It'll be featured in New Music Monday.
Hey, next week. All right, so Britney on stage with her Make Me Partner in Crime rapper, G-Eazy. They're going to be performing their single from upcoming studio album called Glory. That's what the album's called. This song's called Make Me. Is this clean?
Yes,
it is.
Does she do stuff? She doesn't do any of that stuff anymore, does she?
This song is technically not clean, but this one is. This
version. We have a clean version of it?
Yeah.
A cleaned up Good Day version. For mom and pop and all the little...
And the FCC.
Yeah. So, who else is on the list? This is August 28th, so it's only... Oh, when is that? It's a week from next Sunday.
Yeah.
So who else is going to be in this
They've
show?
Kept this pretty under wraps, so either they are scrambling to book people or they have a big announcement. I'm not sure. The only thing they've talked about so far is Rihanna will receive the 2016 Video Vanguard Award.
That's because they want to get a crowd to watch, right? Because
didn't Justin Timberlake win it last year?
I remember him winning an award for something last year.
Somebody, or maybe it was Taylor Swift, won the Video Vanguard Award last year.
By the way, aside, Taylor Swift gave $1 million to the relief efforts of the people in Louisiana. That's great, except I wish I didn't know about it. The problem is that a lot of these celebrities...
She needs some good PR these days.
Yeah. They like you to know about it, Becky.
Yeah. All right, so voting open now for the Best New Artist Award stays open through the VMA pre-show, which will be at 8 o'clock on the 28th, and then the show itself starts at 9 o'clock on August 28th. All right, so there's Britney Spears. You'll see all the usual suspects there, I would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah. MTV still has a lot of cachet in terms of getting good performers, even though they don't play videos.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Stephanie Germanotta. We got some music from her. Hey, Stephanie, nice job. And Stephanie, with her father, are releasing a new cookbook. It's called, they have a restaurant apparently, right?
It's right down the street from me, and I have yet to go.
Really?
Oh, I've been, I walk by it all the time. It's like a family style, real homemade Italian type recipe. Yeah. You know,
they serve meat off of her dress still?
Yeah, they carve it right off the dress.
Her real name is Stephanie Germanotta. You know her as Lady Gaga. Thus the reference to the meat dress. Thank you, Stephanie. Yes, thank you. Who's your name? That's Jennifer. Okay.
What's your name? Nice
to meet you. This new cookbook is called Joanne Trattoria Cookbook, Classic Recipes and Scenes from an Italian-American Restaurant. It's like a lot of family-style recipes. I love Italian food. Jennifer knows, because we've been out to dinner enough, I really do enjoy a good... And by the way, there's very little of it. You don't go to Olive Garden to eat a good Italian meal.
No, that's microwave. That's
you go right. You go to a joint like this.
Yeah.
To get a good Italian meal. Some of the little places, the north end of Boston, for example. Yum. Oh my God, is that stuff great? It's very fattening, but it is fabuloso. Anyway, cookbook is going to release November 22nd, just in time for Christmas. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I hate to even do this, but it's real important that we understand. You know, we keep reading that children and spousal abuse are on the rise. Should pet abuse be added to this list? And if so, what can be done about it? You know, there was recently a memo sent out to veterinarians by the American Veterinary Medical Association because they're really the first line of defense. If they notice that a dog or a cat or another animal is being abused, it's really up to the veterinarian to maybe say something to the adults or maybe to the child themselves with the adults present. You can report it to many different agencies, law enforcement agencies, humane societies, and again, your local vet. He's the first line of defense. The bottom line is this. Why is it so important? We now know studies all over the place indicate that children that start out abusing animals generally graduate to adults that abuse people. So as a veterinarian, sometimes, as I said, you are the first line of defense. If you notice any abuse, take action right away. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The safety of Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCPenney.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
You're with your friends, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with lots of stimulating, more, what was the slogan on the radio stations, Jennifer, more stimulating.
More stimulating talk radio.
Yes. Stimulate you with some TV news in a few minutes. Right now, however, let's take a shot at the Affordable Health Care Act. How about everybody want to take a shot? Let's have a round of applause. Nobody but me wants to take a shot.
Well, all right. A shot of tequila?
Yeah.
No.
It's early, but I'm in.
One of the 15 largest insurance companies in the world, Aetna Insurance, announcing yesterday it will leave pretty much all of, I think there are four states that are exceptions here, where it provides coverage under the Affordable Health Care Act. Why would that be? So they're going to get out of all the states except, excuse me, for Virginia, Delaware, Iowa, and Nebraska. They say they have lost a lot of money providing affordable, high-quality health care options to consumers. Says you can't do it because the risk pool is un- or imbalanced? What's the
well,
the unbalanced,
top-heavy
not
system.
Balanced? Yeah, it
I
is.
Mean, the people, the only people who have benefited from this are people who were denied insurance coverage before. They are the yeah. sicker group of Americans, the ones
which,
that were
by the way,
down.
was desirable. It was good to get insurance for them,
of course.
But these companies, this is why. This is a hard
well,
thing.
Well, if you're also self-employed like me, I mean, I benefited yeah. from this because, you know, I just didn't have health insurance for a while.
Right, but you're not so, the problem. You're young and
you're
you don't
young
have health.
They want yeah. you. You're supposed to be you. Doing this to cover for the sick people. Right. And what happened is that this group of 20-somethings, in fact, I remember when they were doing all of this bro advertising, trying to get, like, 20-year-old men to sign up for Obamacare, it just didn't happen. And these people would rather take the hit on their taxes than actually sign up for Obamacare because it wasn't affordable for them.
Right.
And
it they, is they expensive.
Were,
I mean,
yeah,
I
and they were using urgent care instead. So, you know, if for some reason they got a cold or if they broke a leg, they were just going to the emergency room, and that was more affordable for
that's
them.
That's mostly the illegals, people who don't
and young
have
people.
Yeah. Right, to get sick. And so the idea of having, I differ with a lot of people on this because I think having health care available for everybody is a very important concept.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of people who sort of fall into this group of indigents or people who just, you know, for whatever the reason, they can't help themselves. And they come out on the short end of almost every stick. And that bothers me because I think that our obligation as Americans is to help those who cannot help themselves. I don't want to give up almost. I don't want to give anything to people who are able-bodied, mind and body work. Go get a job. You get nothing. If I'm president, you're not going to get a red cent out of me. But if you can't take care of yourself for whatever the reason, whether you're mentally or physically incapacitated, it is absolutely our obligation to help you and take care of you.
I don't think there's anybody out there who goes, God, I really don't want to see anybody with health insurance. I want to see everybody sick and
yeah.
dying in the street. People,
right.
Americans,
but it wasn't well thought out. It was
right.
just like, let's Americans, go do it because we got to do it because it's our principle. It's my
right.
idea.
Well, and more than that, I almost feel like they did it to fail because what's going to happen, I mean, at least.
Case. Not even, I'm that cynical.
Well, if I have my crystal ball out, this system is collapsing, right? You have
yeah.
You have the story out today about Anthem, or I'm sorry, about Aetna, and yeah. then you have Anthem and Blue Cross who are trying desperately to merge. The government won't allow them to do that to save their business. They're going to collapse next. These companies are going to continue to collapse under the weight of this Obamacare, and people are going to be paying more and more and more until the government says, you know what, it isn't working, we need to take this over, and then it's going to become government health care. And
well,
I really do think that was
yeah.
it was set up to fail so that it could mm-hmm. become government health care.
Let's hope that's not the case. Speaking of government, the Supreme Court in focus, their handling of the North Carolina reinstatement of their contentious voter ID law. Going to be hearing that before the election. Another one of those cases before the election. Voter ID laws adopted this year by several states, driven by the right side versus the left. The left wants everybody to vote, the Republicans, and it's too bad they've made it this the way they've presented it, because the idea makes nothing but sense. But the way it's been polarized by the politics of this, it really takes away from the credibility. If you're a Democrat, you like to have credibility. You're a Republican, you like to have credibility. The way the Democrats, in my opinion, present this gives them little cover and no credibility. But anyway, meanwhile, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals invalidated the North Carolina law a couple of weeks ago, as you remember. So it's going straight to the Supreme Court, and they're going to hear it. Apparently, Judge John Roberts says it'll be the first Monday of the season, which is, what, first Monday of October. And there may be an emergency meeting before that. It just, you know, is it with a 4-4 court, what's going to happen to it? I don't know. But it just, it brings it back around. This is an old story. It's kind of beaten down. But it's one of those things that frustrates your host because I don't understand. It's like health care, in a sense. Health care is good if you have the concept run intelligently. Voter ID, who can argue against proving who you are so that you don't have a fraudulent election.
And the political machine has made it an issue. Like, I'm sure if we went around the room here, everybody would be like, yeah, voter ID is really cool. And there are a lot of viewpoints here, Democratic and Republican viewpoints.
Right. And people like me who don't like
but you have them. But you have the party elitists who are like, oh, we need the voter. You know, this is limiting people from coming to the... Here's breaking news. You're supposed to be a citizen to go to the booth. You're supposed to be... You're supposed to get an ID if you're a citizen. Go get it and do it the right way.
Yeah. It's polarizing.
Or, I mean, I don't know. To me, the ID thing, I just don't understand it. Everyone has an ID.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you function in life without an ID?
You don't.
The only people who I consistently know do not carry ID is when I worked at Sirius XM when I was a little talent wrangler. It was my first job. And when all of the major hip-hop and rap groups came in, they never carry ID in case they get busted. And that's like a thing that they all willingly admit. So they never, ever. Carry ID because they just give when they get arrested they give a different name.
Amazing.
But they're the only groups that I know of, and they probably have ID somewhere.
All right,
you have to travel.
Food for thought. That's 42 past the hour. Those of you who have not taken your Neo 40 capsule yet this morning for energy, Neo 40, for those of you who are new to the program or new to the concept of super beats and getting your veins and arteries opened up so you get blood everywhere in your body, you get more energy, stamina, live your life to the fullest with super beats and Neo 40. I took a Neo 40 capsule about an hour ago, and immediately it does what it does. You put it on your tongue. It has the same amount of super beats as the teaspoon, but it's encapsulated. So you put it in your mouth and it melts. And then it's instantly absorbed into your system, and wow, right away, you feel the difference. Well, when you're using super beats later in the day, teaspoon into a 4-ounce glass of water, into your power shake or whatever it is, I do both of those things, so I'm really, by the time we get to the end of the morning, I'm wired. And it is, what I find helpful about this is it tastes good. I'm just mixing it up right now with some, see what I put in. I put in a protein strawberry drink, and I put in some of that yucky drinkable yogurt. Oh my God, is that stuff awful? But I fruiting it up a little bit, cut up some strawberries and put them in, and blueberries and blackberries and raspberries, and it tastes pretty good. And what it will do for me and what it will do for you is just so super smart. Super beets, a derivative of non-GMO beets, cooked, dried and powdered. So that you open the canister, it's really the freshness of it just jumps out at you. And then when you drink it, wow, the blood in your body goes everywhere, to your brains, to your muscles, to every organ, every scintilla of space in your body is getting more blood. That's what you want, and that's what you need, and here's how to get it. You dial 800-655-4183. Pretty simple number to remember, right? 800-655-4183. And by the way, if you've never ordered before, you'll get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. And plus, you get a book called Beat the Odds, which explains all these things that I'm talking about from time to time. It's really kind of a cool thing that somebody came up with a couple of years ago. And we've been talking about it ever since this company came into existence, sold a lot of super beats for them. It's because the product works. You'll find that out when you call 800-655-4183 or you order super beats online at DougLikesBeats.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Let's get in some gossip here in the television news report before Jen Jen tells us what's on TV tonight. The chairman of NBC Entertainment, a guy named Bob Greenblatt.
Yep, Blatt.
Doesn't particularly like Donald Trump, apparently. Yesterday on Facebook, he called Donald Trump toxic and demented.
Sort of like the primetime lineup at NBC.
Yeah, right.
So he would know.
Yeah. Let's see what else. He says he's a pompous businessman. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. And he was happy to tell you that NBC ran last in its time period when that show was on. If I'm the president of NBC, I'm not going to be telling people how my show sucks.
First of all, and I loved The Celebrity Apprentice. I thought it was a great show. I never missed a season of it. So, and I liked Donald Trump a lot on that show, too, and his kids. Yeah.
And if they weren't performing well, why in the heck did they renew him? For how many seasons of Celebrity Apprentice? Exactly, like eight? Yeah. I mean,
this guy looks really foolish with the tweet like that, a Facebook post or whatever it is.
Yeah, I never understand why these people post stuff on Facebook and don't think it's going to come back to bite them in the butt.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, well. They're
exactly.
Dumb.
All right, let's see.
Weirdos, yeah.
Billy Bush.
Oh,
and when
yes.
is he supposed to? Is he has he started on the Today Show yet?
Yes.
What's the story with him? So why are they taking shots at him on their
This is one of those inside... Well, it's not on social media. This is one of those inside gossip stories that Page Six of the New York Post is running with, and they're usually, sadly,
fairly
pretty accurate.
Yeah, they're pretty accurate. Yeah, they are.
So basically what they're saying is...
TMZ is pretty accurate. Yeah.
So what they're saying is the whole NBC crew is down in Rio to cover the Olympics, and Billy Bush doesn't really get along with his Today Show co-hosts, and so he's still hanging out with his Access Hollywood co-hosts.
Oh.
So, and he and Kit Hoover, his former girl co-host there, they're still very good friends.
Yeah.
So, I guess he's... But in this case...
What's about that? I mean, I understand. Like, I mean, look, if you had just started a new job, of course it's going to be more comfortable for you to hang out with the people from your old job, because you know them.
Well, Page Six is claiming, I guess, that the Today Show people are bullying him.
They're snobs.
Matt Lauer and all the gang, they're not really welcoming Billy.
Really?
Poor Billy Bush.
What a shame.
But, I mean, the point of the story is, though, because he was hanging out with Kit Hoover from Access Hollywood, that's when he learned about Ryan Lochte being held at gunpoint. And because he's down there, Kit Hoover said, wait, there's Ryan Lochte right now. They filmed an interview on an iPhone. So he got the exclusive scoop.
Good.
Ha, take that,
Jen,
Matt Lauer.
What's on tonight, Jen Jen, besides
hey,
the
we
Olympics?
Have to mention that I Am Kate got canceled, by the way, by E! For all of you Caitlyn Jenner fans. All right, tonight, Summer Olympics, the Gabby Douglas story, airs on NBC Sports Network. That's 7:30. The main broadcast, of course, track and field and beach volleyball, but this can take you in depth to get to know the athlete behind, or the person behind Gabby Douglas, the superstar. Also on the CW, My Last Days, it's a 3-night documentary series that is chronicling 6 people facing terminal illness. So you can watch that if you...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
I had a dream last night, Warren. Yeah, Warren Eckstein for the Pet Show is here with us on a good day to talk about pets, how to handle your pets, what's going on in the world of our friends in the animal kingdom. One of those really horrible cats. I don't know what they call them. They're like ferrets, but they're cats. Somehow came down the chimney in my house and attacked me in my sleep. It was hard. It's really, these are...
Didn't you have like a weird animal like that in your house in California? Didn't something come into the house recently because you left your doors and windows open?
Yeah. I don't know. It was that kind of a cat, but it was...
So you said it was some weird-looking thing
like,
that...
Yeah.
Like a civet.
Yeah. What are they called?
A civet?
No. No, it's something else. But not a civet.
But you deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you do. All the negative things you say about cats all the time.
No, I take that back. I've changed my whole routine about cats now.
Oh, that's good.
I love cats.
I don't know that you've fully been rebuilt.
Well, better than I used to be, anyway. So what's going on with the animals? A lot of focus on the situation in Louisiana with all the flooding and the dogs and cats and pets in general. How are they being taken care of?
It's just devastating. I mean, there's just so many animals loose. In fact, I just recently, you know, my Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund tries to help organizations that are really small. Here's an email that I recently got. This is amazing. Here's the devastating info that I received. This is from a group in Louisiana. The shelter opened the kennels and had to release all of the dogs to avoid drowning with the quickly rising water. That means all of the dogs were let loose. The SPCA sent humane law enforcement officers to help, but they hit water 4 miles out, so there was nothing they can do. Now volunteers are coming together and trying to get these dogs back in and get them back at the shelter, but they had no option. And it's interesting, Doug. Someone wrote to me, well, it's the shelter's fault. Weren't they prepared? The water came up so fast, so rapidly. It's a 100-year-old storm. No one had the opportunity to prepare. Hopefully the dogs will be reunited with at least a shelter and finally their homes.
So what? How can people give to help through Hugs and Kisses, your fund?
They can make a donation. It's a 501c3. It's all tax deductible. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. Let me just tell you something. I very rarely talk about it. The Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund was set up after my first wife passed away in 90. And the bottom line is there's no salaries. There's no expenses. I give them my office every single penny that comes in goes out. In fact, our logo, Doug, is to be the poorest humane society in the world based on the fact that if there's money in the bank, then I'm not saving every animal I can.
Yeah. All right, it's hugsandkisses.org. Hugs and Kisses Fund.
Hugsandkissesanimalfund.org.
Hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. Can we, Victoria, post
we're
that?
Yep, I'm on it. Yep.
Put it on Twitter and Facebook. Hugs and Kisses Fund. What is it?
Animalfund.org.
Animalfund. What's that with me? Hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. In a moment, we check a couple of other important stories about your pets here. Good day.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
All right, Warren, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to say nothing but good things about cats. For example, here's a fat cat in Russia, lives in the Ural Mountains, 6-year-old cat, weighs 50 pounds, 27 inches long, has a 27-inch waist. Good God, the waist is as big as the cat is long. Has a 6-inch whisker span, eats 3 Frankfurters a day. Does have a little bit of milk as well with the hot dogs. So, you ever see a cat that big? What's the biggest cat you ever saw?
Probably in a 30-pound range, you know. But, you know, people don't realize that if you have a cat, the average cat weighs maybe 10 or 12 pounds, mm-hmm. not even, probably less than that. Yep. If they just add 2 pounds to that, that's 20% of the cat's weight. Can you imagine if we did that? So a 50-pound cat, unless it's some rare breed of cat from Siberia that I don't know about, is way, way overweight. And they have the same problems as people. In fact, I just recently did an interview with a woman who specializes in rehabilitation for obesity. Cats and dogs. It's a big problem. Number one problem vets see in the country is canine and feline obesity. Get yep. them in shape.
Stop feeding them so much and let them run around. All right, Hugs and Kisses AnimalFund.org. All right, take care of the dogs and the cats down in Louisiana through Warren's nonprofit. 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein here in Good Day.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.